Now, let's take a look at some new vocabulary and sentences. Let's talk about family members. In Chinese, we say 爸爸, 爸爸. This means daddy. Father in Chinese is 父亲, 父亲. Mom is 妈妈, 妈妈. Mother is 母亲, 母亲. 哥哥, 哥哥 means elder brother, and 姐姐, 姐姐 means elder sister. Let's learn some new word phrases about the family. At first, we see a picture of a 16-year-old boy named Xiaoming. In his family, there is a 父亲, 父亲, and a 母亲, 母亲. We also can call our father 爸爸, 爸爸, and our mother 妈妈, 妈妈. Besides his father and mother, Xiaoming also has an elder brother, or 哥哥, 哥哥, as well as an elder sister, a 姐姐, 姐姐. Whether we're talking about our 父亲 or 爸爸, 母亲 or 妈妈, we shouldn't forget that they're all family members. So we could call them 亲人, 亲人. Besides immediate family members, we also have aunts, uncles, and so forth. We also say 亲戚, 亲戚, instead of 亲人, 亲人. The word phrase 亲人 refers to those we are close to. 住, 住 means to live. If we still live with our family or even a roommate, we'll say we live together. In Chinese, it's 我跟我父母亲住在一起. 我跟我父母亲住在一起. We also can ask 你跟谁住? 你跟谁住? In the text, one of the main characters lives with his father, mother, elder brother, and elder sister. Another character rents a house. Let's take a look at the phrase 租房子, 租房子. 租, 租 means to rent. For renting a place, we simply say 租. For example, 租房子, 租房子. 租车子, 租车子. 租 is also used to make nouns, such as in 房租. 房租 means the rent. 房子, 房子 means house. 房子 is the place where we live. We can say 这间房子很大. 这间房子很大. 房间, 房间 is used for our room. There are lots of 房间 inside a house or apartment. Sometimes we can't afford the 房租 of a house or apartment, so we just 租 a room. 一个房间, 一个房间. In the text, the sentence is 房租不贵, 不过房间很小. 房租不贵, 不过房间很小. 弟弟, 弟弟, younger brother. 妹妹, 妹妹, younger sister. We've already learned how to say 哥哥 and 姐姐. If a brother is younger than us, we call him 弟弟, 弟弟. A sister who is younger than us is our 妹妹, 妹妹. In the text, the main character has one younger brother and two younger sisters. 口, 口 usually means mouth, but sometimes is also used for people. Look at the 口 character. Don't you think the shape of the 口 looks like a wide open mouth? In the text, 我家有六口人. 我家有六口人 means 我家有六个人. We can also ask 你家有几口人? 你家有几口人? The word 口 is often used as part of the entrance word phrase. For example, 门口门口我家门口有一棵大树我家门口有一棵大树 and 出口出口 or 入口入口念念 means to think of or to remember. 纪念纪念 means to commemorate. 想念想念 is to miss, as in to miss your sweetheart. 念 means to think of, just like in the following sentences. 想念我想念我的家人我想念我的家人纪念7月4号是美国独立纪念日。7月4号是美国独立纪念日。